Chapter 8. In the third year of the reign of Belshazzar the king, a vision appeared unto me, even to me Daniel, after that which appeared unto me at the first. And I saw in the vision, and it came to pass, when I saw, that I was in the fortress of Shushan, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in the vision, and I was by the river Ulai. And I lifted up mine eyes, and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns. And the two horns were high, and one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, and no beast could stand before him, neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. And he did according to his will, and became great. And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west over the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had the two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran upon him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close to the ram, and he was enraged with him, and smote the ram, and broke his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him. And he cast him down to the ground, and trampled upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. And the he-goat became exceeding great. But when he was become strong, the great horn was broken, and in its stead came up four notable ones toward the four winds of the heavens. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which became exceeding great toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the beauty of the earth. And it became great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, and trampled upon them. And he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and from him the continual sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And a time of trial was appointed unto the continual sacrifice by reason of transgression. And it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. And I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that one who spoke, "How long shall be the vision of the continual sacrifice and of the transgression that maketh desolate, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden down underfoot?" And he said unto me, "Until 2,300 evenings and mornings, then shall the sanctuary be vindicated." And it came to pass, when I, Daniel, had seen the vision, I sought for the understanding of it, and behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ulai, and he called and said, "Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision." And he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell on my face. And he said unto me, "Understand, son of man, for the vision is for the time of the end." Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep stupor, with my face toward the ground. And he touched me, and set me up where I had stood. And he said, "Behold, I will make thee know what shall be at the end of the indignation, for at the set time the end shall be. The ram that thou sawest, having the two horns, they are the kings of Media and Persia. And the rough goat is the king of Greece, and the great horn that was between his eyes is the first king. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up in its stead, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not with his power. And at the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors shall have come to the full, a king of bold countenance and understanding riddles shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy marvellously, and shall prosper, and shall practice. and shall destroy the mighty ones and the people of the saints. And through his cunning shall he cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he will magnify himself in his heart, and by prosperity will corrupt many. And he will stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. And the vision of the evening and the morning which hath been told is true. But close thou up the vision, for it is for many days to come. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick certain days. Then I rose up and did the king's business. And I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it.